individual and group directions. Time for the individual. Immediately after awakening from sleep in the morning, or during the period of somnolence preceding sleep at night. For the group, any suitable time. Place: noiseless or quiet surroundings as far as possible. If the affirmations have to be used in a noisy place, just ignore the disturbance and devotedly attend to your exercise. Method: before starting to affirm, always free the mind of all worries and restlessness. Choose your affirmation and repeat it first loudly, then softer and more slowly, until your voice becomes a whisper. Then gradually affirm it mentally only, without moving even the tongue or the lips. Affirm mentally until you feel that you have merged into deep, unbroken concentration, not unconsciousness, but conscious continuity of uninterrupted thought. Then if you continue with your mental affirmation and go still deeper, you will feel a great sense of increasing joy and peace come over you. During deep concentration, your affirmation will merge into the subconscious stream, only to come back later reinforced with power to influence your conscious mind through the law of habit. During the time of experiencing ever-increasing peace, your affirmation goes deeper into the superconscious reservoir to return later, laden with unlimited power, not only to influence your conscious mind, but also to materially fulfill your desires. Doubt not, and you shall witness the miracle of this scientific faith. During group affirmations for curing physical or mental disease in self or others, care should be taken to affirm with an even tone, even force, even concentration, and even sense of faith and peace. Weaker minds lessen the united force born of such affirmations and can even sidetrack this flood of force from its superconscious destination. By all means, do not make any bodily movements or become mentally restless or disturb your neighbor. Merely keeping still is not enough. You must remember your concentration, or restlessness will materially affect the desired result favorably or unfavorably. The following affirmation seeds are impregnated with the soul's inspiration, and they should be watered by your faith and concentration and sown in the soil of superconscious peace in order to set up intermodal vibrations that will help their desired germination. There are many processes involved between the sowing of the affirmation seed and its fruition. All the conditions of its growth must be fulfilled in order to produce the desired result. The affirmation seed must be a living one, free from the cankers of doubt, restlessness, or inattention. It should be sown in the minds and hearts of people with faith, concentration, devotion, and peace. It should be watered with deep, fresh repetitions. Always avoid mechanical repetition. This meaning is found in the biblical commandment, "Take not the name of the Lord thy God in vain." Repeat affirmations firmly and with intensity and sincerity until such power is gained that one command, one strong urge from yourself would be sufficient to change your body cells or move your soul to the performance of miracles.